Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to it on the Schneider Orange Hotline on the Bill Michaels Show here today. It's Mike Clemens at training camp. Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Tim. How are you, man?
Well, more important how you are. And back to work for the pack here as they get out on the field today. What's going on?
Well, disappointing sign for number 16, Jake Kumerow. You know, he gets the 82-yard touchdown pass the other night against the Steelers. And he's making a juke move at the end. And he kind of does a somersault into the end zone, but he lands on his right shoulder. And then what I try to talk to him immediately after they open up the locker room after the game, first of all, you know, the front office pulls him over and talks to him for 5 minutes. And, well, you're going to say this, and you're going to say this. And he comes over and goes, yeah, it's fine. A little stinger. I'm going to be fine. Just a little stinger. Well, it's an AC joint, and he's not practicing today. He's watching today. And he's in the middle of this extremely competitive fight for a roster spots at wide receiver. And, you know, they actually could keep 6 or 7 because I think the organization is still pretty high on Trevor Davis as a return man, and nobody out here is really – you know, just jumped off the page as a opposite to an alternative to returner. Quentin Rollins is getting his looks now. He had actually a couple of good returns in punt return the other night. They just love this Rollins guy. He just won't go away for them. They love how hard he works and the direction he takes. They're amazed how he got back so soon from an Achilles. I still think that he just makes too many mistakes, you know, in the secondary when he's in coverage. But now they're trying to look at this guy as a possible alternative to punt return, but when it comes to the wide receiver race, after, you know, some of the veterans and, you know, Geronimo Allison and then, of course, Cobb and Devontae, I think that Kumerow's got a shot at being the fifth guy there, but he's got these three rookies they drafted. Marquez Valdez-Scantling just made a nice catch, and again, Jamon Moore, he stopped on a route. I don't know why. He stopped on a route, and the ball sailed over, and it allowed Donatella Brown, a backup defensive back, to intercept a DeShone Kizer pass. And, you know, the coordinators are just rolling their eyes, like, well, what the hell happened on that play? And that's the first receiver they took in the draft in the fourth round.
Hmm. Jamal Williams came out and said it was sort of a dirty play the other day on that ankle injury. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, it's like his only second carry in the game, and he's talking about, I think it was Williams, a big linebacker, just kind of grabbed him and twisted and turned and, you know, like uncalled for. You got me. You know, the whistle's blowing and you're just trying to do it. Now, he was out here doing a little bit of warm-ups on the side with this ankle he's got. So that's a good sign that he's at least on the field and visible. But Kumerow's standing over here. Well, he's out with the shoulder pads off and he's just observing. We can't find 31 Devon House out here. Now, we don't know if he got hurt the other night or if there's something else going on. They did have a practice in pads out here yesterday, but they had the tarp up. It was closed. They were kind of doing some early game planning for the Chicago Bears, so we don't know yet what happened with that situation. Otherwise, there's a lot of guys that are back today. Kevin King, who injured his other shoulder, might be their best, if not second best, corner. He's taken some reps today in some coverage. Jaire Alexander, their first-round pick, is taking some more snaps today. Lane Taylor, left guard, he came back from an ankle surgery in the offseason. Now he's been dealing with a thigh, but he's out there trying to block. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play. I think they're trying to get him some first-team snaps today, get his work in, but there's too many other things that they want to see from these second- and third-string guys, and they got to get a run game going. They got these injuries. Aaron Jones is back here taking some snaps now after missing almost all of camp so far with a hamstring. Devontae Mays was the third running back of the three they drafted last year. This could have been his moment, and it was about almost 2 weeks ago now. I'm standing right here down by the end zone. He's got a nice run from the red zone to the outside. He's headed for the pylon. All of a sudden, it's almost like snap. You saw him, oh, just like he hit a flat tire, grabbed the back of his thigh, obviously a hamstring. He's missing all kinds of reps and opportunities to the point where they had to sign a couple of journeymen over the weekend just so they got enough running backs to keep the reps going here in camp.
Any thoughts on the involvement? I've been hearing your reports all day long, Mike, on Nick Perry and whether he's going to play at all on Friday. I would assume not, but your thoughts?
No. No, I think he knows that, too, because, you know, you get off, you pass your physical. Okay, that's fine. Well, you still got this ankle that you had, and he's just really quiet about exactly how evasive the surgery was, when he had it, why he had to have it, et cetera. But, you know, he's been working out, and he's been anxious. He's got the biggest smile on the field. There are trainers and position coaches from the defense. I mean, everybody's coming out here and giving him a pat on the back, welcoming him back. He's so excited to finally be able to put the helmet and pads on. But, you know, you're coming back from surgery. You don't go and play the first week. You do the drills. You get in some team reps. You do it in the controlled environment. And maybe he can get some snaps in so he can take a couple of hits and get into football shape the following week, the following Saturday night against the Chiefs. And then, you know, he's a pro, man. He's 7 years, and he can play some football against the Bears. And then that would be great that he's right on track and he makes the opening weekend and he can help you out. Because that's another spot where, you know, we had Greer Martini. We talked about him and some of these other linebackers, both at the inside spot and at the outside spot, that have flashed. And then they get to the next game, and it's like, okay, there's really nothing to show for. And I don't know if it's because they're not being allowed to blitz. I'll tell you, you know who has to have a big game this week against the Raiders? It's Vince Beagle. Mm-hmm. This guy's dropped off, Tim. He's like, it's kind of milk carton. I mean, you know, through OTAs, mini camps, and helps and shorts. I talked about his hustle. He seemed to, you know, have things understood and making good judgments and decisions and seemed to understand what they were asking for him in the scheme and everything. And then we start getting the preseason after the family night, and he's just not there. Reggie Gilbert, Jesus, they put him in for not even quite a half. He's got 2.5 sacks, 2 mm-hmm. tackles, and you don't even count all the pressures that he had. It's just in their face back there. So somehow Reggie Gilbert can play instinctively in a preseason game, and Vince seems like he's just standing back there waiting for contained, and the play goes to the other side.
Yeah, that is going to be interesting. Just one final thought. I know you're busy. You're right there at on the practice field, but we talked earlier in the program about DeShone Kizer and Brett Hundley, and I think just folks sitting back with some popcorn watching a preseason game, are they going to hold all three of them, Mike, in your thoughts, or is Brett Hundley maybe not long for the door?
Well, I heard that even just coming into the camp, well, what's the big picture here? I mean, you know, we understand why you want to get rid of Randall, but, you know, so you bring in a guy in a trade to push Hundley. I mean, you know, I don't know if you didn't necessarily push Hundley. I just think that the guy, he's hit his peak, and he had 8-9 games last year to try and find it, and he never really got any better. And I think the general thinking here was Hundley could back you up because of the experience he had last year if Aaron misses some time again this year. But you give Kizer, it's going to take him a whole year to play quarterback like the way McCarthy wants it, the footwork and all that. So you would keep all three of those guys. And then Tim Boyle comes in and looks pretty good. The fourth quarterback, even though he didn't have a lot of flash the other night, he's smart. He's got a great arm. And he had some third-string guys and Jamon Moore dropping another one of his passes. So he's made him even more interesting. Funny you should mention the quarterbacks. They're standing about 20 yards from me, and they're all running gassers, and Aaron Rodgers is running faster than anybody else across the field, as usual. Unbelievable, man. He's 34, and he's running faster than these guys that are 10, 12 years younger than him.
That's cool, man. Mike Clemens embedded at Packers training camp. Mike, I know you're busy, man. Get back to work. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, there he is, Mike Clemens, as all our guests join us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
That's right, Schneider, hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Dude is as into Packers football as anybody on the planet, man. I'm telling you, he is right there embedded.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.